right? Who do you believe? Whose account do you believe? So you need to take out time and ask yourself these questions, because in the long run, you are on you, right? Whatever you do is on you. Nobody will bear the brunt. Maybe like, oh, it was that article I read online that made me believe I'm weird. That made me believe. Hi, my name is Mary Bamdele. Welcome back to yet another episode of Let's Get Real. This is the fifth episode of the podcast, and oh my god, I'm glad. Like, I feel a type of way. I'm delighted. I'm glad we are having this conversation. Like, so far, we've had really, really valuable conversations, relevant conversations that virtually anyone can relate with. You get, so it's really a delightsome experience and also a learning experience for me, you know, to be able to do this and not just putting out my thoughts out there and also sharing my belief system with you listening to this podcast episode so far, to those who have listened to the podcast episode so far. So, on the fifth episode. Meanwhile, before we go into today's episode, I need to tell you that if you haven't checked out previous episodes of this particular season, or you haven't checked out previous episodes of the podcast, like season one or this particular season, then you should do me a quick favor. Go back and check out the previous conversations so you get an inkling, you get a heads up regarding what we are talking about here. Because, you know, the conversations are interwoven, one streaming into another, you know, then entering into another. So it follows after the other. So if you haven't listened to episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, episode 4, you might not be able to actually relate with words. You might not be able to get the ideas all woven, interwoven together. I hope that made sense to you. Right, so on to today's episode, right? Has been pretty intense so far, and for this particular one, this one is for those who are in the early stages, at that point when they are like grappling with their sexual orientation and they're like having doubts, having self-doubt, that in their mind it's like a war is raging in their mind. They don't know what to believe, they don't know who they are, they are grappling with their identity, majorly their sexual orientation, sexuality, and everything in between. So I have a question for you. If you are that person, if you are listening to this right now, and you are that person that you are in a place where you don't know what to believe anymore, you feel a certain type of way that isn't natural, that isn't normal, your sexual orientation is all over the place, it's kind of, it's like red flags, and you kind of feel, oh, I think there's something wrong with me. I think I'm not, let me put it like normal language, I feel I'm not straight, I feel I'm not like the average human being, I feel there's something wrong with my relations with the opposite sex. Well, I'm not attracted to boys. Like, as a female, you'd be like, oh, I'm not attracted to boys, I'm not attracted to girls as a guy. Then you get this tendency that, okay, how about, because it is out there all over the media, it's on the news, it's on Twitter, it's on IG, it's on Facebook, it's on the TV, everywhere imaginable. And then you get the idea. I mean, on a normal day, if that wasn't out there already, you would have been like, okay, maybe I haven't found the right word. Maybe I haven't found the perfect person. Then I'll keep looking. But now, because there are suggestions everywhere, then you feel, okay, maybe there's something wrong. Or should I try the opposite sex? No, should I try, as a female now, you'd be like, should I try the same sex? And oh, well, I want to tell you, who told you? That's the question. That's the question for today. Who told you your sexuality is mixed up with another's? Where are you getting your convictions from? What guides your convictions? You know, like I mentioned earlier, assuming there is like no external opinion out there telling you, if you're not attracted to boys, to guys as a female, that means you're into girls, definitely. As a guy, if you're not attracted to girls, that means you're into guys. I mean, if that wasn't out there, then you'd be like, oh, maybe it's just that girl, or maybe it's just that guy. Or because that opinion, that suggestion is already out there, then you'd be like, then I definitely have to try same sex. Let me see, maybe something will knock off. Then definitely, even when that feeling isn't there, because you already look forward to it, because you already feel, oh yeah, it definitely has to work. If Shadi has, say my name is Thaddy, I'm a guy, say I'm a guy, my name is Thaddy, or my name is John, and I'm not attracted to Shadi, neither am I attracted to Mary, then I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm into guys too. You might not really voice that out, but at the back of your mind, you have that, because that opinion is circulated all over the place. Then you'll be like, okay, next time I'm with my guy, next time I'm with my guy Femi, then I'll definitely try this out. Apologies to all the Femis out there. Right? So next time you're now with Femi, even when the feeling isn't there, because you're already looking forward to what it will be like. You're already looking forward to, okay, maybe my art with Flotha, maybe I'll have butterflies and all. Then everything Femi does is like, no. I was listening to this message and the GS was like, when you look at someone once, you may be like, oh, the person looks normal. But then when you keep looking, gazing at that person, then you start noticing features. You're like, oh, your hair is so nice. And you're like, oh, you have beautiful eyes. Then you'll be like, oh, look at the shape of your nose. It's so cute. And then as it means it was just one single look, you wouldn't notice all that. There's only so much you can notice at once. But then because you keep looking closer, you keep looking, looking. 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 minutes. Then that's when you notice something more, even something that person hasn't noticed before. So it all boils down to the fact that it is what you are looking for that you see, it is what you're looking for that you will find. You already feel now that because you aren't attracted to a particular girl as a guy, then you feel, oh, there's something wrong with me. It might not be that there's something wrong with you, but if you feel there's something wrong with you, then I don't want to say what's the best, but it is what it is, okay? So right back to the question, who told you? The narratives you believe, who told you? Your convictions, who is guiding or what is guiding your convictions? All right, what made you believe that there is a defect in your sexual build-up? What made you, like, how did it, like, just occur to you, right? Assuming there was no media anywhere, assuming there wasn't, like, varying opinions out there, how would you know that there's something wrong with you? How would you know that, oh, yeah, I'm just this way, you know? And then you start using, oh, that's silly phone. I'm just this way, you know? I grew up just knowing I'm not into girls as a guy. God, they're boss. So, who determines your identity for you? I mean, these questions are so essential, they're so crucial if you are just in the early stages of grappling with your sexuality. I mean, before you go in deep, before you are way too deep that there is like, oh, I'm too far gone to ask myself all those questions now. So before you make any major step, before you start believing something that you are not, you need to question your belief system. You need to question what guides, what others your belief system. Is it that whatever the media throws at you, you take it hook, line, and sinker? Right? Who do you believe? Whose account do you believe? So you need to take out time and ask yourself these questions, because in the long run, you are on you, right? Whatever you do is on you. Nobody will bear the brunt. You might be like, oh, it was that article I read online that made me believe I'm weird. That made me believe. And the funny thing you do is you go on Google and be like, why am I not attracted to every girl I meet? Then Google will tell you, oh, okay. Then Google will give you suggestions like, so article, a particular study in the year, whatever, says that, blah blah blah, and be like, oh, okay. Even when be like, no, that's a lie, no way I'm into boys. But then that, you already give room for that. You're looking at the wrong source. I mean, Google is a beautiful resource, saving our lives since 19 or whatever, right? There are certain times when you don't want to go to Google for help. It's just like those days when you like just have a slight headache and you just go to Google and be like, I have a slight headache, my head is ringing, and Google be like, oh, you have a tumor in your head, oh, you have brain cancer. I mean, Google is like extreme sport sometimes, right? So you want to, who is the one ordering everything you believe in? Shouldn't even be your friend, shouldn't be your family members. Your family members can help you build certain morals and values, but at the same time, the foundation of it all has to be like, everything should be built on God, right? Everything should be built on what God says or who God says you are. Okay, you might feel like, oh, that's just been you being spiritual, you've been, see, no matter how woke you think you are, right? No matter how trendy you are, no matter how modern you are, you were not made out of sawdust, okay? You didn't just like jump from the skies and just land here. And if you still believe that, oh, I come from a generation of apes, I don't come from a generation of apes. So I was specially and wonderfully made by God, okay? So you need to think, have a rethink and meditate, okay? Take yourself to, you might not even talk to anyone about it, although it is really ideal you seek for counsel from people you trust, from people whose opinion isn't guided by what the society says, okay? People who have their opinion grounded in God's word, whose belief system is rock solid, okay? So before you believe anything, before you hold on to any opinion, before you hold on to any suggestion the devil is telling you and you claim it as your own reality, you need to ask yourself, Who told me this? Who told me there's something wrong with my sexuality? Who told me if I'm not attracted to Shadi, if I'm not attracted to Doyega, then that means I'm definitely attracted to the same sex? So who is putting all these narratives into your mind, okay? The first step towards helping yourself out, if you need help, if you really think you need help, or you are, okay, well, that's how I feel, then we'll just roll with this. Nah, you're not rolling with that, okay? It will end in tears, definitely, okay, right? So I'm just saying this, me saying all this isn't because I hate you, isn't because I detest what you do, although it's kind of like detestable, like same sex, imagining it is kind of like ew. But I'm just like saying, everything I've said is, I think it's what I tell a sibling who is into this, or it's what I tell a friend who is having issues grappling with is our sexuality. This is like something I'd say, okay? Because I mean, we should all be our brother's keeper, right? We should love ourselves the way we love others. So I mean, be there for a friend, be a friend, and all that, offer a shoulder to cry on. So I definitely tell you this. I'm like, who made you believe what you believe? Who made you think there's something wrong with you somewhere? Why do you think there's something wrong with what you feel towards other persons of the opposite sex, right? So those are the questions that I really feel they are instrumental towards helping you out if you actually need help, okay? So try not to embrace a reality that isn't yours. Don't get seduced into the trap of trying stuff that aren't convenient. I mean, liking a person of the same sex as you are isn't convenient, okay? So don't make yourself get into that, all that drama. Don't make yourself get into all that inconvenience just because, oh, that's how I feel. You are not your feelings. Half of the time, our feelings are deceptive, right? And our feelings are ephemeral. They have the lifespan of a butterfly, right? So you don't want to work on a temporal feeling to make a permanent decision, right? I hope all that is making sense to you, and I really look forward to hearing your take on everything I've said so far, right? Like, for real, I'm rooting for you. I really hope you find clarity. I hope you get back to who God says you truly are, not what the media dictates. And I know it can be a lot, actually, and it can be a lot, because half of us, we find our models, we find our mentors online. We are modeled by what the society says, by what's woke culture dictates. So it can really be a lot to detach yourself from all that, right? But I just want you to know that I'm rooting for you all the way. And if you need help, if you ever need someone to talk to, feel free to reach out to me on IG at the Let's Get Report, or here on Facebook if you're on the live session right now, Mary Bamidele on Facebook. Or you can also send me a mail. So you can send me a mail, bamidelemaryanoluapo@gmail.com. Right, and if you want to stay anonymous, you can just like continue with this conversation series. I believe if episode 1 does not really make sense to you, episode 2 will, and if that does not do it for you, then there is episode 3, then all the way down to 10. Before you get it, then you definitely get that clarity God wants for you. I hope this episode really, really bless you, right? So I just like want to read from my notes a bit. I understand that our feelings matter. Nevertheless, in the general scheme of things, our response to what we feel, how we handle our feelings, can either make us or mar us. That is why you need to guard your heart jealously. Guard what comes into your heart, what you letting into your heart, okay? So get your mind sealed up from intrusive and enticing suggestions that would make against God's order of creation, right? You can achieve this by continually renewing your mind. I mean, the internet is polluted. The internet has so many good things, right? There's the good, there's the bad, there's the ugly. So you just have to choose the one that works for you. Choose the one that works for you. Narrow down the content you consume online. Not every content is for you, right? These things will mess up your mind. If you view just any video, if you read just any article, it would do a lot to your mind, okay? And one sure way of renewing your mind is to go back to the basics. Read the Word of God. I love listening to music when I can, right? And listen to messages. Whatever, there's this thing I like doing, whatever face I am, whatever thing I feel, I just go to YouTube and I just like get materials, like video resources that would help me out of whatever fix I am. And I get it from valid sources, okay? Not just from a random preacher out there, not just from a random person out there. I kind of ensure that this person is giving me God's truth, okay? So that would really help. Right, so consume content that tells you who God says you are, what God says you are, not what the word says, not what the word determines, right? Now, we live in a world where it's so easy, really easy to lose your identity, to lose who you are to the ideas and projections of 21st century media and the woke ideas propound on socials. That is why you need to. If you have to listen to this episode like over and over again until you are able to answer the question of who God says you are, who you think you really are, not what the world out there determines, then I feel you should really go for it. Your life matters, right? And you don't want to do something that would ultimately destroy you, okay? Because yeah, the end isn't all that palatable. The end is it might sound like, oh, that's too extreme. I mean, nah, that can't happen. But the end isn't all that great, okay? Rebelling against God, that's rebelling against God. God said man and woman, male and female. And then you'll be like, no, I wanted a man and man. Who are you to disrupt what God has already ordered? Right? So the end isn't going to end well if you don't do a U-turn and come back to the natural order. So I hope this made sense to you. I hope this episode really helped you one way or the other. Like I said earlier, if you'd like to reach out to me, you can reach out to me on IG at the Let's Get Report, or you can send a DM on Facebook, Mary Bamidele, or send an email at bamidelemary@gmail.com. I'll see you in the next one. Till then, take care. You matter, okay? So take our time to discover you for who you truly are, not what other people think you are. God bless you. I'll see you in the next one. Bye!